Monster RX 93.1 presents
The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush, the country's favorite morning program on FM radio.
Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10.
Your hosts, Chico, Hazel, Margie, and Rika.
The Morning Rush.
Monster RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Team Bahay.
Good morning, Team Bahay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Happy Christmas Eve.
How are y'all?
It is.
Yes.
December 24. So, yeah, it is Christmas Eve. And we're here. We're actually doing Christmas during a pandemic.
So, can you believe it?
It's unbelievable. It's mind-blowing that, you know, we would just joke about it, especially the early part of the pandemic. Di ba parang feeling natin nun, wala ano lang to, mga 1 month, 2 months, tapos we'll be back to normal. And now here we are.
Yep. 9 months, very 10 months after.
Yeah. Tsaka ano tayo lahat ngayon, di ba? Parang nagkakaroon ng actual spike in cases, like it's being reported already. It's going up.
Oh yeah, so all over the world.
Be careful. It is the Christmas season. Everybody wants to be together, but let's just be extra careful. All right. So today we've got a top 10 for you because we were just talking about this. Na medyo ang hirap to feel festive this year. With, you know, outside of the obvious, which is the pandemic, pero di ba, with certain things that's been happening, parang medyo downer, di ba? So today, let's do something that's a little bit, you know, maybe lift the spirits. It is Christmas Eve, so let's do hashtag maligayang past ko.
Ah.
So yung mga happy memories natin during Christmases past, tell us all about it. Yung mga happy moments, para naman, although feeling ko magiging bittersweet siya. Kasi diba, when you're not in a good place and then you kind of like reminisce about the happy days, medyo it gets you nostalgic. But nevertheless, let's give you some examples. Maligayang past ko. Nung lahat ng family members nandito pa sa Pilipinas, sabay-sabay magno-noche buena, tapos opening of gifts after. Kasi diba, like sometimes may mga OFW na, yung iba nag-asawa na, malayo na. So, hindi na nakakapagkita-kita during Noche Buena or Christmas Day. So, yeah. That's always like...
We have the power of the internet right now.
That's true. Right. Yeah. Pero iba yung, di ba? Iba yung nandyan sila. You can hug them.
Yeah, but you know, good thing we have the internet. Because if we didn't, oh my gosh, imagine suffering the Spanish flu or the Spanish plague. What was that called? Without internet.
Yeah, the Spanish flu. True.
How are they supposed to survive? Right?
Right. And another example, maligayang past ko. That year, that one Christmas, nasabi nila mama, wala daw talagang budget for gifts. Tapos pagising ko the next morning, nandun yung bike.
Oh! That's amazing!
That's the best.
Did they downplay it?
As alam mo yung natanggap mo na, okay na sa'yo, na i-partake na sa'yo na ang importante, magkakasama kayo, everybody's healthy. Tapos nandun yung bike. Ang saya.
That's the best.
But you know what? That's actually my parents' thing. As in, they like pranking you on Christmas. So like, let's say, like one of my siblings would ask for a really nice phone and then they would give like yung mga old phones that doesn't work in a box of, let's say, iPhone. Ganun. So bubuksan ng brother ko. So biglang, it's like that tiny with a tiny phone with a keypad. And then ilalabas nila yung the real gift.
Yung totoo.
Yes, it's every year.
My parents do the same thing. Except for me, like what they do is they put it in the iPhone box, right? And then after that, they get a really, really big box and they put multiple boxes inside, like a Russian
bomb. Oh my gosh.
And in the like 10th box, consecutive box, is the iPhone.
They make you work for
it. They make you work. They do.
Pero feeling ko yung mga ganito na prank, it only works once.
Yeah.
Kasi parang pagkagawa mo na siya once, and then the next time you go, alam mo, wala talaga tayong budget. Minsan totoo na, And the kid is like, I'm a surprise.
And they're gonna expect more.
Oh, no, yeah. So, don't play with
that. Feeling ko, do this once. And then, yeah, it'll just be a happy memory. Kasi hindi mo naman ulit eh. Like, kahit yung mga fake boxes na ganyan. Yung parang pag nagawa mo na, they're on to you.
Yes.
And another example, maligayang Pasko. That year, when their Christmas gift to me was the bestest friend I ever had in my entire life. My dog.
Oh.
Ano nga, parang diba yung joke, yung ano, yung parang may box, no, na parang, oh, what's this? Tapos medyo sinishake niya ng konti. Na parang, oh, wait, oh no, I think it's a drink. It's leaking. Tapos tinikman niya. Is this like a bottle of juice? Yung pala, it's a puppy.
Oh no, that's pee?
Oh no!
Oh gosh.
Puppy pee.
Akala niya juice. Ay, what's this? It's this liquid. Oh, it's spilled. It's spilled. Tapos tinikman niya. What is this? Like,
girl.
Yung pala, it's a puppy.
I remember your post about Igor. When he was tiny.
Oh. And he looks so small.
Can he fit on your palm? Like, just one palm? Or no?
Oh, when he was a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that is adorable.
You could literally hold him with one hand and, you know, he'll just stay there. Oh, my little baby boy.
So cute.
I know, right? Yesterday, Pepper and I were having a thing. As in, like, pinapakitaan ko siya ng BTS videos. Ayaw niyang tumingin. Like, he kept looking away.
It's a strike. He's having
a strike. Mahina na yung, ano, malabo na yung mata ni Pepper.
Malabo na yung mata niya. Pero ang na-discover ko kay Pepper, nag-register pa yung name niya in his head. It's just that you have to wait for like maybe a couple of minutes before it registers in his head that I'm calling him.
Yeah.
But yeah, you kind of have to wait. Pero yeah.
Hindi daw siya army.
Hindi siya army. May nag-message nga sa akin, sabi, baka blink siya. I'm like, baka nga.
And another example, maligayang past ko. When my OFW fiancé surprised me on Christmas morning by waking me up with breakfast in bed.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine? Yung alam mo na yung fiancé mo is like halfway around the world. Tapos biglang, syempre may susi pa rin naman siya nung apartment mo or nung bahay mo. Tapos biglang magigising ka isang morning thinking you'll probably Skype each other. Tapos pagkita mo, nandun na siya. With breakfast in bed. Diyos ko. Ahagulgul siguro.
Yeah. As much as you want to look sexy or cute, I'm sure you're gonna cry.
I cannot. That would be amazing. And one last example. Maligayang past ko. When I texted my crush, Merry Christmas. Tapos sumagot siya ng, who's this? And I was like, nag-reply siya.
Oh, gosh.
Any reply is still a reply.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
At least he has your number already. That's
at
like a start.
Hindi ka, ano, at least hindi ka block.
Yes. Exactly.
Hindi pa.
Kaya ang sagot niya, very curt, who's this?
Who's this?
Nag-reply. Kilig na kilig ka na.
When you write who's this, do you write the whole W-H-O-S this or do you write H-U-S this?
Hindi, ako nga may ano pa. May apostrophe
ako
pa.
Ako po.
Apostrophe
and question mark.
Ako Tagalog. Parang feeling ko mas galit. Alam mo yung sino to? Yeah, that's what
pero
I say.
Ano ko, usually may please. Like, who's this, please?
Kasi
nga parang hindi
masyadong...
That sounds so nice.
Ako naman...
Para hindi masyadong harsh.
Who you? Question mark.
H-U.
Hindi,
H-U-U.
Ikaw, Mark, ano ka? Who are you?
Even.
Yeah.
Who are you? Ganun ka. And so there you go. What are those happy memories of Christmases past that you hold dear in your heart? So let's share the good vibes today. It is Christmas Eve. Go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Maligayang Pasko in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
La 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 la.
Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for the Top 10. Hello, Team Bahay. Hello.
Team Bahay.
Ah, ganon. So...
Hello, naka-mute. Oh, there we go.
Naka-mute. I'm like,
hello,
so...
Hello.
Kanina, sinasabi ko na na in 7 minutes, we're gonna do the top 10. Tapos bilang may GIF. That GIF of like being alone and you know, in the middle of nowhere.
Hindi, ano ka ba?
Ano ba yan? Explain the GIF. Sige.
Ano ba yun?
Cow.
Ano ba yung pinadala ko? Hindi siya cow.
Ano? Bear.
Hindi siya cow.
Ano?
Alam mo ko ano siya?
Wait lang. Wait. Ano?
Ox.
Ox! Guys. I thought the GIF, I interpreted the GIF na parang iniwan ka namin sa ere.
No! Kasi,
ox,
sabi mo,
oh,
top 10
no.
In 7 minutes. Kaya ang sagot ko, ox.
Ox. Oh, gosh.
Oh, is that
an
ox?
GIF of an ox.
It is an ox. It's an ox. The animal ox.
No, but it has a lot, it has longer, ano, horns than an ox.
Oh, porque ba mahaba ang horns, hindi na siya ox. Hindi, ox pa rin siya.
Yeah.
Ox yan.
Those are ox.
It's a cattle.
Oh. Hindi. Ox yan.
Oh, ox yan.
Ox yan.
Look at this ox.
Ox na ox, actually.
Ox.
Laki ng horns, ha?
Oh,
ah, diba? Ano siya? Very popular with the girls.
Aren't they into that? Like, if you have longer horns, aren't you more desirable by the women?
Yes, that's really how it works.
The female ox.
Wait, do they use that for like reproduction? They don't, right?
Ano ba, Rika? Pang ano lang? It's not pang dumi. Ang dumi-dumi mo, alam mo yon? Sabihin mo kay doktora, paliguan ka ng alcohol.
No, she's listening. The one day she listens to the show.
And you're gonna see your family too.
You're just impressive. Kasi kunyari, peacock.
Right.
But you don't use it
for
reproduction.
You don't use it. Right.
It's just, you know, for display.
Then you learn something every day?
Dapat alam mo, mag-ano tayo, tweet tayo ng picture mo, Rika, tapos nakalagay, wag tularan.
Maghugas.
Maghugas. Grabe. So, here we go. The top 10 maligayang Pasko. Let's start off with Juice Blank. Yung kasama ko pa si ex sa family reunion nung last Christmas. Tapos, doon naman ako sa kanila pag New Year. Di ba usually pag couples?
Yes.
One of the two. You always split the holidays. So, Christmas, we go to your family. New Year, we go to my family. So, usually may mga ganong hatian.
Couples. And then when, like, let's say you're there for New Year, people are gonna start thinking and they're gonna start asking, obviously.
Why
kasi diba hindi sila sanay na you're there during
So yeah, that's pero diba when it was happening, it was fun, you know, it's nice na yung parang the following year parang switch naman, Christmas naman sa atin tapos New Year naman sa inyo,
yeah.
Yung mga ganun, yeah, I guess you'll miss it once it's gone, yung parang medyo, you know, I mean, kasi let's face it, talagang this holiday season very conducive for family.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? It's usually about the family. Archer Aguilar says, maligayang Pasko when we were still one. But now, I'm the only one. Buti na lang, lagi kang nasa dulo sa pictures. Madali kang tanggalin. So, madali kang i-crop out.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing this one, like, I don't know if it's like a Merry Christmas post or birthday post. Tapos as in like meron siyang parang maliit na footnote sa ilalim nung photos na grabe yung pag-crop ko today. As in like the app is like gamit na gamit na yung app na ginagamit niya nung na pag-crop. Parang na-feel ko yung ano niya. Hello Hazel.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, there.
Okay, we're here.
There you go.
Are you the kind of person that likes to crop out your significant others in holiday shots from previous lives, I'd like to say?
No, I delete them all together. Yeah.
I asked that question on Twitter. Like, are you the type when, you know, when some memories pop up on your Facebook feed, do you delete some? Because I just did. I deleted some yesterday. If it's a memory that I don't particularly want to remember, or alam mo yun, ano lang ako, history revisionist on Facebook. Minubura ko.
Yeah, maybe I delete altogether.
Talaga? On social
media. Ako naman kasi, yung sa question ni Marky, I won't even post. Kasi even if, let's say, I could crop that person out, parang that's that Christmas that we were together, so I would rather not remember it. I would rather not post it. No matter how nice I think I looked in that photo, kung nandun siya, kahit tanggalin ko pa siya, maalala ko na, ayan yung Christmas na magkasama kami. So I'd rather just forget it altogether and not post it. Yeah. So, I'm not the kind to... And you know what? Biglang naisip ko, di ba sabi mo, merong mga app na makes cropping easier. Yeah. They should come up with a cropping app called Crap.
Crap!
Di ba? C-R-A-P-P. Crap. It's an app for cropping.
For crop. Oh, mano.
Di ba? Crap.
It's so funny because there's this one character in Love Island that I'm watching. One of the a-holes. His last name is Crap.
Crap?
C-R-A-P-P.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, pero ano naman, crap naman kasi doesn't just mean, you know, poo-poo. Diba? It could also mean like, or is it? Is it always poo-poo?
No way.
Like, usually when you say, cut
it's like
crap,
trash.
Trash. Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, isn't like trash.
So it's not necessarily super bad. Mm-hmm. Alam ko pa yung mga ano, yung yun nga, like the show, di ba, yung Schitt's Creek. Diba, there
yeah.
are last name that sounds bad but actually are spelled differently.
Muntik na ako matrosh. Kasi trosh. Crap yung pinag-usapan. I'm like, trosh ba?
Trosh.
Trosh. Oh my gosh. Yun nga, trosh. Rhymes with gosh.
Oh and my golly trosh.
From Ren Jufil naman, maligayang past ko. Yung pwede kang magsuot ng civilian clothes sa school kasi Christmas party.
Oh, yes!
I remember that.
Did you have that?
Kasi kami, very strict kami yung school namin with uniform. As in, araw-araw, iti-check yung pati yung white shirt mo sa loob, dapat walang print. Kahit gano'ng kaliit yung print, ma-violation report. Kaso, pag biglang ganyan, those few times that you're allowed to wear regular clothes, ang saya-saya nyo! Diyos ko, grabe!
Wait, pero so, usually may mga bawal pa din eh. Yes. Like bawal shorts, or your
shirt. Oh, bawal shorts. I remember bawal shorts.
So you weren't allowed to wear print? Like, kahit ano, for example, polo, and then may maliit na parang, or Lacoste na may konting alligator sa side.
Yun nga, weird nga, di ba? Kasi nga, inner shirt na nga siya eh. Kasi meron kaming polo, yung the uniform.
Yeah.
So, inside, dapat meron ka pang shirt. But then, minsan, di ba, susuot mo yung shirt mo, yung may, yung mga sometimes giveaway, ganyan, merong brand. Bawal yun, kasi nakikita siya through the polo.
Kahit maliit?
So, kahit maliit.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, dapat plain white shirt. You're supposed to get an undershirt.
And the only time you're allowed to wear civilian clothes is Christmas.
And no,
well,
school fair.
Yeah.
School fair.
How about
or
Halloween?
In-tram. Foundation, mga ganun. Foundation day,
well, pag ano, pag pag fourth year ka na, every Friday. So medyo,
oh,
you
really?
Go crazy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
In your school? Wow.
In our school.
So
pag Friday, pwede. Yeah.
My gosh,
so,
kami yung ano alternative mo, gala uniform.
Yeah, gala uniform.
Ano pa yun?
Well, PE uniform, but I mean,
and PE uniform.
Yeah.
Hello, meron pa kaming ano, at the start of every morning, meron kaming check, pati yung ano, yung meron ruler yung teacher, iti-check
wow,
yung,
that
kung,
is
kung nagtatouch. Kung nagtatouch else. Yung, alam mo yung the hair sa likod ng buhok, yung
yeah.
sa likod, yung may batok.
And your
dapat
collar.
Dapat hindi nagtatouch sa collar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It should not touch the collar.
So ano kayo, 2x3? 2 2x3?
Hindi ko na maalala. Malikod. Parang ganun nga yata. Basta may ganun eh. May measurement.
Oh my God.
Kasi diba yung fingers yon, like 2 fingers sa ears, tas 3 sa batok.
3 sa batok. Tama-tama. Parang siyang military.
Yes, exactly. Military. Yeah. That's why I remember. Sa ROTC, meron din.
Yeah, well...
So, super saya pag ano, civilian. Ang saya-saya. Yeah.
And then, pag ganun ba, you guys have potluck? Because in our school, it's like potluck.
I know naman. Wala naman. Like regular
school. Parang I don't remember it being potluck.
Yeah,
Ah, pag... Ah, wait. Pag Christmas party.
Pag Christmas party, diba?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. Pag yung actual day of the Christmas party, everyone's in civilian clothes. Tapos, basta bring food. Bahala na kayo.
Yes.
Kahit gano'ng ka-konte or gano'ng karami, how, doesn't matter how expensive, how cheap, basta magdala ka ng something. Mm-hmm. Tapos kanya-kanya nang lalagay nyo lahat sa center.
Same with
tapos kanya-kanya
us.
Nang kuha. Yeah, that's
fun. That's so fun.
That's such a happy memory. Wala lang, biglang na-bring up. And from Call Me RB, maligayang Pasko. True story, tatlo kami sa barkada na sunod-sunod ang birthday. December 23, December 24, and December 25. Meaning, tatlong araw din kaming puyat at lasing.
Wala. Oh.
Ngayon wala na. Isa na sa Canada na, isa malayo din. Ako na lang ang naiwan sa Philippines.
You know, you can still have a drink, right?
That never stopped Rica.
I mean, I just had a call, like a video call the other day. One's from the States, yung isa sa Singapore. Yung parang, you know what? Parang distance never really stopped us from being friends. So
yeah, and there's Inuma now, right?
Yeah.
So just enjoy yourselves. It's the Christmas season.
I know, but that was super fun. Lalo na yung tradition.
Yes.
So, alam mo, kahit informal tradition lang, na hindi nyo naman talaga sinasadya, pero because magkasunod yung birthdays nyo, nangyayari, every Christmas, ngarag kayo during 23, 24, 25, kasi party kayo ng party. So, ang ano lang, parang ang sad lang pag hindi na nagagawa, kasi nga, may kanya-kanyang buhay na. And you don't even realize that you stop. Kasi nga biglang nag-asawa ng isa, nag-migrate na, tapos yung isa din. Tapos biglang, okay. Kung ano, we used to do it, tapos not anymore.
Yeah, it
I'm
is
not
a fun...
In the...
Hello?
Yeah, you were saying?
Hello?
Yeah, go.
Chico, you're a little choppy.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, now. Go ahead.
So, I'm not in the mood says, maligayang Pasko, nung binuksan ko yung gift niya sa akin, tapos, siya naman ang binuksan ko after.
Wow!
How?
Masaya yan.
Ano yan? Parang ano lang? Parang biology experiment?
Grabe naman yun. Ano yan? Parang
you pinned them down.
Parang patay na pusang binuksan mo. Parang ganyan.
You pinned them down.
In-unwrap lang. Grabe. Oh. In-unwrap lang. Alam mo yun, tinanggal yung ribbon, tinanggal yung gift wrapper, and then the present is waiting inside.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Actually, may iba nga, di ba? Yung pagpasok mo pa lang sa door, naka-unwrap na yung present.
Hindi, alam mo yung fantasy
That's on a
po.
Daily.
Alam mo yung fantasy po. Yung mag-doorbell si crush.
Yeah.
Tapos pagbukas mo ng pinto, yung naka-ribbon lang siya.
Ay!
Parang,
where is the ribbon?
Tapos yun, i-unwrap mo siya. Yung hihilahin mo siya inside your apartment.
Yeah.
Sasara mo yung door.
But that's such an easy job. You just pull a ribbon.
Yeah. Now Chico knows where to put that ribbon.
My job is never easy.
But it's your favorite job.
Yes. It's my favorite.
Why are we talking like this?
Ay, nako. Grabe, mga ano. Wala, ewan. And the top, maligayang Pasko, comes from Camilo and Juice Blanc.
They both say,
Camilo says, maligayang Pasko, yung ginaganahan kang gumising ng maaga para sa simbang gabi kasi magkikita kayo ng secret jowa mo. Tapos, after the mass, papakainin kanya ng puto mula sa kanyang bumbong.
Ay!
What is bumbong?
Ooh, I had puto bumbong yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Ooh.
Wait, ano ba yung bumbong? Is that the yung tube where they cook it? Tama ba?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Kasi diba they cook it in like these tubes on like steamers?
Yeah. That's how they cook it. But I don't know if that's what kabumbong is. Or if they just call it puto bumbong. I used to call it nga puto bongbong. Akala ko bongbong, bumbong pala.
Or baka pinanggalingan yung bumbong. Parang it's a place. Kasi diba may,
maybe,
may
yeah?
puto binyan. And then,
yes.
It's possible.
Where is kasi bumbong?
Alam ko, ang alam ko kasi meron bambang, di ba? Pero hindi ko alam na may bumbong. So,
puto bambang.
Hindi, kasi may bambang, di ba? Ay, tondo? Tondo ba yun? Or, meron eh. Merong lugar na bambang. But yeah, I've never heard of a bambang.
Oh, I think it is like those, yung tubes pala na sinasabi ko, bamboo.
Ah, puto bamboo.
So, bamboo yon. Kasi yung musikong bumbong is bamboo music. Which means puto bumbong is bamboo puto.
So bamboo, so bumbong is Tagalog for bamboo.
Apparently. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So technically, pwede mo siyang tawaging si Coach Bumbong. Pwede mo siyang tawaging.
Sa Camp Kawayan.
Oh no.
Coach Bumbong.
Coach Bumbong. Diba? Pwede. And from Juice Blank, maligayang past ko, yung mga taon na jingle mo pa yung mga bells ko.
Why does it sound so...
Why do you have to say jingle? Alam mo na, wiwiwi na ako. Tapos narinig ko. Pinibigil ko na nga hanggang matapos yung top 10.
Let's all make water sounds.
Stop it! Stop!
So mature, guys. So mature.
Napaka mature. Talaga all three pa.
Pero inis kayo. May lalapit na pusa sa iyo. Di ba it's the same sound you make?
Yes.
That's true.
It's so weird, no, na you use the same sound to summon a cat and to make somebody...
I know! It makes sense!
It does make sense.
It makes so much sense now.
Especially in Hazel's case. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So now we are summoning Hazel's cat.
Stop it! That's just making me laugh. Stop! Ayoko ko na. Bala ko.
Do you guys know, have you ever seen your bladder? Like when, you know, when you do an ultrasound, do you guys ever have like a photo of your bladder?
No, I have a photo of my bladder and my sister.
You know what, Chico? I consider you like a bladder.
Oh, okay lang yun. Kasi Marky also sees you as his sister.
Ay, ganyan mapanakit.
Oh, Chico, you blathering idiot.
Diba? Oh, Hazel. Ano, actually, Hazel. Iniwan na ba tayo?
Oh my God! Are you gonna let us
hear? This is a first, doing the top 10 while making wee-wee.
It's not a first.
Nakakainis si Hazel.
I'm muted. Don't worry. I'm done.
Nakakainis. Sasabihin ko pa naman sana. Kasi kung nagpipigil ka pa rin, sasabihin ko, oh, now that Hazel's nagpipigil, we'll do another batch of the top 10.
Walang kwenta.
Harabaan natin. Kasi nawiwiwi ka na. Daya. Alright, so the top 10, maligayang past ko. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Maligayang Pasko in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and it's time for the top 10. Hello, team. Bye. Hi,
hello.
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 We can't seem to hear Rika.
Rika, yeah. He seems hello. To be far away. There you are.
Okay.
It was so funny because we were planning something, me and Margie.
Okay.
But then somebody in your house. And you don't know yet. You don't know it yet, Chico.
No, because Rika was like, okay, let's go to on Tuesday. Where are we going
White
again?
White Plains.
White Plains for... Yeah. And I said, you know what? There's a group that's gonna be delivering me chicken. Hashtag roast 2020. Like three big chickens. I was like, why don't we all eat together?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why not?
Let's roast 2020 together.
Hindi, magkakainan tayo ng chicken.
Well, technically, it's just Marky's chicken. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, don't tempt Rika with a good time.
Oh, you know me, I'm a chicken girl through and through, man.
We know you like the male chickens, Rika.
So there you go. And we've got our top 10 for today, reminiscing about happy Christmases past, maligayang past ko. So let's start off with... Arch Aguilar, Secret Santa ko si Crush. So, sa gift ko sa kanya, nilagay ko yung number ko. Ayun, naging start of something new.
Oh, wow.
That really worked.
The moves.
Kasi diba, it doesn't always, well, most of the time it doesn't work. But yeah, the few times that it does, that's so cool. Kasi it actually paid off, that little flirtatious little gesture of yours.
Is that considered a meet cute? Or no? Not anymore.
I think it is. Well, not technically pala no, kasi hindi naman kayo, it's not like a first meeting, right?
They're not strangers.
If you want your Secret Santa, parang you're probably office mates or barkada.
But maybe it's the first time you ever made paramdam.
Yeah.
Na parang, I mean, if you give your number, right? So it's like, that's pretty forward, in my opinion. I mean, I think you can only play stupid so much. If somebody sends you their phone number, you know that, you know. Because otherwise, it would be very wala lang, di ba? You won't wait for a Secret Santa to give them the number. And you don't give your number ng wala lang. Usually, there's a, hey, okay, send me the report. Oh, okay, send it lang to my number. Here's my number. Usually, ganun eh. Pero what was nangyari, wala lang. You know it's a flirt.
Oh, yeah. I have a question. What was the most creative / interesting way you gave your number or you got someone else's number?
Oh, that's easy. Maybe whale.
Oh, right.
Yung meron siyang ghost story, sabi niya, actually, dun sa room mo, merong ano yan eh, merong ghost story. Sabi ko, wag mong sabihin sa akin habang nandito pa ako o etong number ko, i-text mo na lang sa akin pag wala na ako dito.
So you gave your number.
So you were the one pala. Kala ko siya.
Yes. Wala ako. Ako nag-iwan ng number. Sabi ko,
ikwento mo na lang sa akin.
Alam mo, Chico, parang hindi accurate yung reenactment mo. Di ba dapat... Eh, huwag mo sabihin siya kaya nandito po ako. Hindi ba dapat ganon?
Hindi, ganito. Pagkasabi ko, parang, huwag mo sabihin yung momo story mo.
Ano na lang? Momol na lang.
Oh, no.
Ayoko ng momo. Gusto ko momol. And for Mike Ferrer, maligayang Pasko, yung nag-a-attempt ka mag-text during 12 midnight on the 25th para ikaw sana yung unang makakagreet kay Crush. Pero yung literal 9 a.m. the next day na nag-send, kaka-network error. Alam mo yung... Pero it's right. So much fun kasi even though technically medyo BV siya, parang it's nice to reminisce about those things that you did with your crush.
Yes.
Oh. Yung parang even medyo fail, parang wala lang, it's fun. It's fun to go back to kasi parang yun ka, you wanted to send a Merry Christmas to your crush pero ayaw mag-send, umaga na nag-send. Diba? Parang it's nice to look back on.
Hindi ba parang the best way to tell your crush that they're your crush is during Christmas? Yung parang kasi you kind of have an excuse na, you know what, I don't usually do this, but since it's Christmas
very love
anyway.
Actually.
Yeah, yung ganon. I feel like it's easier to tell your crush that, you know, you have a crush on them.
No. No. Sa akin, there's no time. No matter whether Christmas, New Year, regular day.
There's never a good time.
Kasi parang feeling ko lahat ng mga recipient ng mga crushes ko parang hindi sila ganun ka-receptive.
Hello! You don't even have to tell your crush. What do you mean you have to tell your crush? Parang alam na ng buong mundo. Alam na rin yung crush mo.
Exactly.
Eh kaya nga, hindi sa akin manggagaling kasi nga.
O sa atin na lang.
Okay.
Mga DJs. Game.
Ano mga DJs?
Tayo magsasabi ng crush niya?
Oo.
Where do we begin?
You know what we should do? We should like have a Christmas gathering with all of Chico's crushes and then one by one, we'll like move them right under the mistletoe.
Alam mo kung ano yung magiging first conversation nila? Alam mo kung ano yung magiging first conversation nila? Ganito, uy, nag-guest ka din sa TMR!
Kasi ba sasabihin ni Marky? Siyempre, siyempre papagpapabebe naman ako. Kasi sabi ko, kailan? Akala mo magpa-protest, no? Yung pala.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Nagpo-football ka pala? Oo, nagpo-football din ako.
Uy, Marky!
Hindi ako yan! Sino kaya nagpo-football?
Sino kaya?
Marky! Grabe kayo!
Kaya
wala. I am Onig says...
Wait, professional? Professional football? Ano ba?
Iba-vibe na lang namin sa'yo.
Pwede rin yung ano, uy, kumakanta ka pala. May YouTube channel ako. Pwede rin.
Or ano pa?
Ay, nako.
I am movie about a fan ka? Ako rin, movie about a fan ako.
Subtle. Wala na, guys. It's a dead giveaway.
Ay, nako. Alam mo, kung bilang Christmas Eve ngayon, tatamaan kayo lahat. From I Am Onig, maligayang Pasko. Yung November pa, ano? Yung November pang kumpleto ang gifts na ipahuhi.
Yee, na-plaster siya.
Mali kasi papasulat. I am honest. Nung November ka pa, kompleto na ang gifts na ang ipamimigay mo. Grammatically wrong. So, hello DV, Lucky Chinatown, and SM Malls. Yeah. Kasi ngayon, syempre, you can't go shopping ng...
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can, pero not like the way you used to. Like, ako, there's a certain place that I wanted to go shopping at, but I couldn't. Wala lang. To lessen lang the exposure. Mm-hmm.
Shopping. It's crazy. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what day you go anymore. The malls are packed. Mm-hmm. Even during the day. Even in the middle of office hours.
It was so traffic yesterday.
Yesterday. Like, yeah, it was bad.
Like crazy, not moving traffic kind of traffic.
Because probably yesterday was the last day of work, right? And today, nobody's going to work.
A lot of people, yeah.
Saka
ano na eh, eve na today. So, alam mo yun, parang people think there's this thing in their heads na yesterday was the last day of shopping.
Yes.
Because technically, you can still shop today. But obviously, people will avoid going shopping today. So, feeling ko, mas... terrible yesterday.
Actually,
today.
Earlier today, so I was driving. Tapos sabi ko, wow, siguro nakauwi na talaga lahat ng tao, no? Kasi walang car sa road. Tapos tinignan ko yung clock ko, parang, ay, 6:15 na pala kasi. Parang feeling ko nasa work na yung mga tao. Late na ako.
Yeah.
Because usually like 5:30 yung mga cars. And like
grabe,
jeep.
6:15 na sa road pa. Pa yan.
Grabe. Si Hazel, 8:12 na nasa elevator pa ng konto niya.
Hoy, nasa loob na ako ng booth nung 8:12.
Well, not the last time.
Na-traffic daw siya.
Na-traffic
daw siya.
Yung time daw kasi na yun, di ba? Isa lang yung elevator na gumagana, Hazel. that time?
Hindi, naghagdan nga ako dun eh. I took care. Kaya inabot ako 8-12.
Saka nakakatawa.
Six talaga ako nandun.
Ang killer dun, ang pinaka-killer dun, na-beat niya yung 8-12 record niya. Nung timbahay siya.
What?
Hey, it was the Christmas party the night before.
Pero di ba timbahay ka din nung Christmas party?
Ay, bakit? Party pa din ako. Ibig sabihin nun, my spirit was with all my co-workers and my bosses. I gave my everything.
What?
Wait, last time I checked, diba all four of us had a Christmas party the same time?
Hindi, saka ba't ganun? Ako rin naman, I gave it my all, pero bakit on time naman?
Ibig lang sabihin nun, you all gave 100%, I gave
200%. Wow! Excuse me, boss, huwag kayo maniniwala.
Hindi, ito nga. Ang masama nito ako, nag 200% sa party, pero kayo sa show, kayo yung 200%. Kasi pumasok kayong maaari.
Oo. And then from Homelander Vera Perez, maligayang Pasko, yung sisigaw yung nanay mo na patayin na ang ilaw kasi may naririnig na siyang nangangaruling.
Lalo na pag yung malaking group, yung may instrument.
Yes.
I remember when we were in the other house pa. Pag Christmas season na, we would have this I even know how it looks like, a green jar na maliit lang ha, tas filled with mga 1 peso coins kasi at the time okay na yon. Like, pag yung mga, alam mo yung mga nagdo-doorbell
lang.
Yung mga tipong, thank you, mabait ninyo, thank you. Like, you just give them 1 peso coin and okay na sila. Tapos, automatic yun so that whether it's nakasambahay or one of us, basta may nadinig na kaming nangangaruling, just go to the jar, get maybe 1 or 2 pesos, tapos yun na yung bibigay mo. Super, super indelible yung memory na yun.
You know how weird it's become? Alam mo yung, minsan naglalakad ka na lang sa labas or nakatayo ka, nag-aantay ka ng masasakyan. May lalapit na lang sa yung bata tapos kakantahan ka. Ganun na yung caroling ngayon.
Yeah.
Oo. Kasi nga, well, lalo na pag it's, well, number one, bawal. Bawal na siya ngayon, diba?
Yes,
like, you can't go caroling. As in, anywhere. You can't. It's as simple as that. So,
I remember last year, I remember last year, I felt such a Grinch. Pero kasi naman, parang siguro mga November 28 pa lang nun. Tapos may nangaruling na sa house. So alam mo yung lumabas talaga ako, hoy, November pa lang. Ano ka ba?
Sabi mo talaga.
Like, yeah, it was like a teenager. So parang, I guess, okay lang. If it was a kid, probably, I would give like 5 pesos. Pero parang teenager na November 28 nangaruling.
Parang feeling ko, magandang plot yan ha. Magandang plot yan ha. E di may mga ngaruling, no? Tapos lalabas si Rika. Tapos, hoy, November pa lang. Tapos bigla lalabas si Jose Marichan. Whenever I see them. To remind you of the Christmas spirit.
I'm sorry.
Tapos magsasorry ka sa kanya. Kasi parang naging Grinch ka for that moment.
JMC pa din ba tawag? Hindi. Or JLC ba yung tinatawag natin na JLC?
John Lloyd Cruz?
Oo. Pero pag si Jose Marichan, JMC din siya, di ba? Okay.
Yeah. They call him that too. And from 70-70, maligayang Pasko, I will never forget that Christmas na I was the back-to-back champion ng stop dance sa school Christmas party.
Kala ko pa lang. The build-up was wow.
Stop dance? What's that? Ay, yung mag-stop ka.
Well, they'd stop the music while mag-move.
Okay.
Kami kasi...
Hello?
Hello? Chico?
Nawala ko. Parang yung Navarra.
Gusto ko din yung newspaper dance.
Oh yeah, and well, not so much kasi 'di ba at the end of it parang kailangan bubuhatin ka nung part na or something.
Or aapakan mo yung isa.
Yes, that part I don't like, but it is exciting. I actually don't remember the party games that I like kasi parang even the calamansi relay,
yung may spoon ka sa mouth.
Yes, I don't like that.
Calamansi around.
Siguro
am I back?
Yes, you are. Hello.
Okay, there then. Sorry. It made pugak. My internet.
It made pugak.
Yeah. And super love ko yung kasi tawag sa amin nun statue dance, not stuff dance. Mm. Na according to one teacher, statue dance.
Ay, may teacher din kami na ganun. Statue. Tapos kinokorrect pa kami. Eh, syempre, yeah, we have to like follow the teacher, so wala. But diba? We know naman.
Statue. Did you respond with that too?
What do you mean?
Like when she said statue dance.
Yes,
you
it's
said,
me. Statue. Nakakaiyak yung joke ni Mark. It's me, Rika.
I can't.
Diba? At saka ano, yung sinasabi naman ni Hazel, yung parang fantasy, diba? Yung newspaper dance. Tapos yung parang mape-pair up ka with your crush. Tapos pag ang liit-liit na nung pap...
Bubuhatin ka na.
Oo. Kaso, unless, yung crush may nagpabuhat sa'yo.
Well, pwede din. Okay lang din. Yeah.
Yeah. So, depende din sa internet connection.
Ka na parang, yuck!
Hello, Chico.
Hello.
Yeah. Am I here?
Nawawala. Andiyan ka ba sa condo ko?
Oo nga, parang nasa condo ka ni
Rika. Pakainin mo na si Pepper, ah.
Feeling ko na gigising na mga kapitbahay, nakikigamit na ng wifi namin. Kaya bumabagan.
Totoo ba?
Okay, so,
anyway.
No, I don't know. Okay. Probably not. the top, maligayang Pasko, comes from the Super Malas Guy and Juice Blank.
They both say...
The Super Malas Guy says, yung time na bagong lipat kami ng bahay, kaya hindi kami nabisita ng mga inaanak ko kasi hindi pa nila alam ang bagong address.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Nadinig
ako
nyo?
Ako nang ipigay ever, yung bagong mga
address. Oo, yung bagong address. Hindi, syempre, hello, eventually, you have to post it. Oo, kasi, hello, people wanted to get to you. Kakalat na yun eh. And from Juice Blank naman, maligayang Pasko, yung nagluto tayo ng ube halaya, pero ikaw ang hinalukay ube ko.
That sounds so graphic. Hinalukay.
Hinalukay like ube ko.
I felt it.
You felt it?
Diba? That word, you can visualize that word. Diba?
Yeah. Hinalukay. Kasi diba usually that's like manok, aso, yan yung naghahalukay, di ba, sa lupa. Or, tama, yun yung parang...
Yes, yung parang you dig. Ay, tama ba?
You dig. Uh-uh. Oh, you dig. So, you dig? There you go. You dig? Yeah, I dig. The top 10, maligayang Pasko, if you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us.
Twitter.com/RX931.
Please think you guys thank you. Good morning, guys. Bell bottoms kami ni Mark.
Di ba? Parang we just kind of let you be. Sige, guys, go make it happen.
Okay.
Oh gosh, anyway.
Okay,
there we go. We're gonna be... La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for the top 10. Hello, Team Bahay.
Hello.
Hi. Team Bahay.
I'm here.
How are you?
Me too. Okay, great.
Okay, there.
Somebody still peeing? Complete. You should just mute yourselves if you're still peeing.
Done peeing.
Okay, good. So, we've got our top 10 for today. we are looking back at our wonderful, happy Christmases of the past. So, maligayang past ko. Let's start off with Camilo. Actually, mas maligaya ngayon. Dahil hindi dapat mag-party at magkita-kita, hindi ko kailangang makipagplastikan sa mga kamag-anak at kapamilya.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, especially if you have, and I'm sure hindi naman lahat, pero alam niyo, I'm sure there's one or two that you'd rather not see during this holiday season. So, it's the perfect excuse.
Parang,
hindi tayo pwede magkita-kita.
Sometimes you also have to think that maybe they don't want to see you either.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, hindi naman siya, ano, diba? I mean, it goes both ways. So, yeah. Spare everybody the trouble
the
of
misery.
Seeing each other. Yeah. And coming from Arch Aguilar, I mentioned my favorite things only once. And lo and behold, yun ang gift niya sa akin lahat. I didn't even know that they noticed.
Wow. Very Ross and Rachel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As in, di ba parang so, they walk by this one bookstore? Or parang maliit na store? Tapos naalala ni Ross. Aww. But that's actually sweet.
Even Chandler. Yung girlfriend ni Joey, secret crush ni Chandler. Mm-hmm. Si Joey ang corny-corny ng mga gift. Tapos si Chandler, no, seeing that, you know, Joey chose the really horrible gifts, he knew what she really wanted.
Yes.
Siya yung bumilit, inigay niya kay Joey para ibigay sa girlfriend.
Yeah, he got her a rare copy of, what's that book? Yung parang rabbit?
Peter Rabbit.
And then gave it to Joey to give to... The Velveteen Rabbit. Gave it to Joey to give to the girl.
So sweet. Because obviously, he can't give it to her. Because she would know that he notices everything that she says.
But I love that. Because the girl knew that it was from Chandler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Kilala naman niya yung boyfriend yan. Walang kwenta. Gets naman niya yun.
Sorry, I zoned out at Friends.
Trust, Hazel.
Ayan na siya.
I have the same sentiments. Actually, it's not that I don't like Friends. It's not that I haven't given it a chance. I tried a couple of times to watch the first couple of episodes, but I don't know. I guess it's because I didn't watch it when it was big.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say that you should have watched it at the time
when
it came out.
Like parang sikat.
Kasi parang...
I didn't watch it when it was big. I mean, I watched it in copies na lang. So,
I don't know.
It just resonated with me.
For
yeah, I mean...
The references kasi... There are some shows na may references that are like, oh my gosh, I can get on this.
Mm.
But...
No, kasi kayo more on reality shows talaga.
Yeah.
You guys will like reality shows. So, diba? Parang,
yeah.
And even like... Even people who like sitcoms, it's either they're a fan of Friends or
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
How
Big
I Met
Bang
Your
Theory.
Mother. Those are like my kind of shows. I don't know.
But you know what? I found that people who like How I Met Your Mother, they don't like Friends. Parang nako-compare lagi.
That's probably why. Because I watched the entire series of How I Met Your Mother and I loved it. And then I tried Friends and I'm like,
See, ako naman, di ko kaya panoorin yung ano.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Maybe because you can compare it. They're like Friends.
Ako rin.
Wala, you just have your own taste, I guess.
Kasi I also tried How I Met Your Mother. Not that I didn't like it, but it's more like, okay. But there was no compulsion to keep
watching.
Yes.
Oh my God, pwede tayong gumawa ng TMR series na How I Met Your Father. Tapos si Daddy yung tida. Oh my God.
Nakakatawa. Sabi ni, nag-message na Daniel Trillana. Sabi niya, I watched Sold Food yesterday and now I can finally say I know how Mommy Strom looks like.
Team Mommy Strom.
Team Mommy Strom. Because puro Daddy Strom ang lumalabas sa feed ko. Now si Mommy Strom
is
there.
Nakakatawa. Kasi di ba yung How I Met Your Mother, that statement is directed to the children.
Yeah.
Ito,
yeah.
Directed at the co-host. How I Met Your Father.
How I Met Your Daddy Strom.
Yeah.
How I Met Your then, Baby Whale. Ayun.
Pwede. And then,
Aguilar naman, maligayang Pasko. Ay, yeah, that was Archer. Mike Ferrer, bibisita ka sa bahay ni Ninong ng 25, I mean December 25, tapos papakainin ka ng spaghetti at bibigyan ng 50 pesos na pamasko. Alam mo yung parang, this entry just makes me like miss the simple days when it was so simple. Alam mo yung literally, papakainin ka ng spaghetti 50 pesos and then you're so happy.
Yeah.
Yung parang nowadays, binigyan ka na ng PS5, parang kulang pa rin. You know what I mean? Parang there was a time when people, when kids actually, parang were so easy to please.
Grabe naman yung binigyan na ng PS5, kulang pa rin. Dito na lang, deliver nyo na lang dito.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. You would be surprised. Di ba yung kinikwento ko sa'yo, binigyan nga siya ng kotse, parang yung mukha pa niya, parang,
oh my okay. God. Parang, that's it? Parang ganun pa?
Totoo! That's and terrible. It was a car. I saw it with my own eyes. I mean, I literally had my mouth open kasi I couldn't believe the entitlement. It was like, at saka siya yung, well, not so much that she was disappointed, but more like, oh yeah.
Unimpressed. Yeah, but jaded. Everybody's so jaded. And I mean, jaded and desensitized. Like everything, yes. Parang wala, di ba wala nang nagre-register or nothing shocks people anymore.
You know
we've
what?
Seen it all.
Don't spoil your kids. Because
Totoo.
If you spoil your kids, they Totoo. Will not be impressed with anything that will be given to them in the future and they're gonna have a hard time finding a partner.
At saka, it's not so much ano eh. Yung parang sa akin lang kasi, sometimes they're not bad people. It's just that you're setting them up for a lot of disappointment. Mm-hmm. Because remember, if you bring the bar so high to the point na binigyan mo ng kotse and condo on the same night and they were like, ho-hum, yeah. So, what will make them happy? And this is a tough world, you know? And if they have lost the ability to find joy in the simple things, can you imagine how miserable you would be for the rest of your life? Because yeah. Nothing else will make you happy.
Sa bagay, okay din naman, fair din. Parang alam nga namang may kotse na siya, may kondo pa siya, happy pa siya. O, diba?
dapat huwag ka na lang
happy. Kondo, di pa happy. Parang fair.
You know what? Sometimes parang, because there at one point, I feel like I was guilty of that. Not because I wasn't thankful that I was like, let's say, given up. Let's say a car, ganon. But because alam mo yung you have like this overwhelming feeling and you don't know how to deal with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So alam mo yun, yung parang hindi
you don't know how to react.
Yeah, you don't know how to react. Yung parang yeah. Are you gonna jump for joy? Are you gonna? But what if you're not that kind of person?
Alam mo, that's my fear.
Diba?
Kaya ayoko na sinasurprise eh. Kasi nga parang feeling ko baka ma-underwhelm sila sa reaction.
Reaction. Exactly. So I mean, but. With kids kasi, I mean, di ba, parang in-expect mo that they're gonna react, you know, in a big way. But with adults, I think it's more complicated.
Yeah.
I think it's more complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I thank Daddy Strom and Mommy Strom because they, you know, they never gave me a car. They never gave me a condo. They never gave me any of these big things. So now I have to work for it, you know? So,
yeah.
It's one of those things where you really have it. You have to start them young, even if they're you know, so that when they're older, they'll realize yes, I need to work for this, you know, to have this in my life, right?
Pero you know what? It's the thing, ah, yung parang kami ni Rica na we don't know how to react. Like I watch this vlogger on YouTube, and she actually parang she posted an entire vlog explaining herself. As to how she reacted when like her best friend surprised her. Mm-hmm. Like she said na parang I just have to talk about it because I feel like I didn't give like a proper reaction because I
exactly.
am that way.
Yes.
I don't know how to react. Like I'm not used to it or parang it's just overwhelming for me and the tendency is for me to seem ungrateful and I don't want my best friend to feel that way. So parang this is just me saying I love you and I just don't know and I can't.
You know what?
I'm just this way. I'm sorry.
I can relate because sometimes I have to explain my reaction too. And it's not because you're a spoiled brat. Yung parang,
why are we like this?
That's so why we're diba? Friends.
Ang sakin nga, parang lalayo pa ba tayo? Diba? Like, 30 years, naghihintay si Hazel manalo ng major prize. Tapos nanalo siya the entire scream. Hazel, congratulations! Tapos, hey, anong sinabi ni Hazel? Thanks.
Thank you. Or thank something you. That I know. And I had to explain myself, right? Didn't I explain myself?
Unexcited. Like, the most...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Parang,
it's not your fault, diba? Kasi nga parang you're so overwhelmed. Yeah.
I told my friends about it kasi naman nagdadasal pa lang ako na Lord, sana magmanalo naman ako. This is parang Hazel.
Kasi unang labunot. You're the first.
Not prepared.
And we were all so happy.
Yeah.
We were celebrating.
I was really in shock. I'm sorry. So talagang ano pala, no? I didn't imagine it. So I had a weird reaction. Because I remember somebody asked me, I don't know if it was John or one of the bosses, na parang, oh, kala ko ba hindi ka nananalo, or hindi ka lucky, or hindi ka nabubunot. Tapos parang I had to explain myself pa na parang, ay, hindi kasi ano, hindi ako yung bumunot, kaya siguro ako nanalo. So weird.
Yeah.
But I totally get it.
Yeah, well, look at it this way, Hazel. You're so used to, like, losing that when you win...
Excuse me. It's shady, shady.
When you win, it's a different, ibang level, right? But like, for example, me, next year, when I win Starbucks, GC, I'm gonna be like, what? I won two big prizes in a row. Why am I getting this GC?
Yeah, dapat thankful tayo.
Dapat thankful palagi. But you know, see, Hazel, it paid
for
off. After how many years of working,
I know.
You finally got a major prize.
Alam mo, yun, which is weird kasi pet peeve ko pa naman yung mga ungrateful people. I'm sorry, pero hindi ko talaga ma-stand yung ganun. Yung alam mo talaga na it's not just because they're like socially awkward and they don't know how to show emotion. Pero yung alam mo talaga na you can tell they're not very happy and they're not ashamed of it either. Yung parang, oh, this is what I got. Yung sobrang, yun, naiinis ako sa mga taong ganun. Kaya, the last thing I want is for me to come off that way.
Mm-mm. But you know what? We are all grateful for what we got. So, thank you very much, RX. We love you.
Yes. So, if you give me a gift and I don't like, alam mo yun, I don't give you the reaction you want, don't worry. Like, I'm jumping up and down deep inside.
I'm the same, okay? Please.
So
I don't really, I don't jump for joy. I mean, if it's, especially if it's for me. Because, like, kunwari, for other people. Yeah. Oh, sige, go ahead. Hello?
Chico.
Hello. Can you hear
go
me?
Ahead.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, we can,
yes,
hear,
we
you.
Can hear you.
Okay. Because I had to switch internet again. Okay. So, ibig mo sabihin, Hazel, nung isang Pasko na niregaluhan kita ng Djokovic merch, masaya ka pala nun.
Sinunog ko.
Sinunog na daw niya. Binigin mo siya ng Djokovic merch?
Ang saya ko kasi ano, parang ano, sabi ko, oh, look, pang siga. Wala
so,
namang,
you were just holding back.
Nagsiga
so
ako.
So, you were holding back pala. Oo. Sige, now I get it. You were grateful naman pala talaga. Great. And from Victoriano, maligayang Pasko, that time when I spent Christmas Eve in a mot-mot with my then crush pa lang and now partner ko na.
Oh.
So, but at the time, crush pa lang niya.
I wonder how it feels, no? Na parang you're in that place. Tapos it's Christmas Eve. I mean, not knowing that you guys are gonna end up together, diba?
Eh di napaaga yung ano, fireworks. Wala pa New Year, pero may
wala pa New Year.
1 week early.
No, but I wonder if they also have like, di ba kasi like hotels, they have like big specials for the guests if you stay there for the holidays. I wonder if they have that too.
In motels.
Mm. I mean, they
let
are
me rack my memory.
They are still paying guests, customers,
<Just kidding>.
Right?
Just kidding.
Oh.
Parang mas madami ba yung sahog ng pansin? Alam mo yun, hindi ko alam.
Hindi, tsaka alam mo na ano talaga, na nagjo-joke lang si Hazel kasi hindi naman siya pupunta ng 24 at 25 dun sa lugar na yun. Mm-hmm. More like 27, 20.
Before, after the whole...
Oy, nadadaanan ko lang yon on my way to RX kasi. Kahit talaga.
Yun naman pala. Yun naman pala. And then from Adobo Mix, Sorry. Mali yung nasulat ko. Okay, from Char Songyi.
Ano na lang ulit,
Chi?
Yadig.
Ano? Yadig! Yeah, adig!
Yadig!
Cool cat. Yeah, cool cat. Adig.
Oh my God. Alam mo, sorry ah, pero natatawa ako. May pinapanood ko ni Rica the other day. Yung dig na yan. Kasi diba, you know, oh my gosh, I am digging this look. Sabi niya dun sa post niya, I'm digging for this look. And I'm like, naguhukay ka para sa outfit ka. Na rin. Naguhukay ka.
Ang ganda. And then from Char Songyi, ito yung panahon na naglalabasan ang mga atribida kong tita na nagtatanong kung bakit single pa din ako. Buti na lang, hindi ko sila makikita this year kasi bawal lumabas sa mga senior citizens.
Bawal lumabas, but it doesn't stop them from making us feel loved like Lola Remedios.
Oh diba? My God! I just got my 3 boxes yesterday.
Alam mo yung parang, kasi ang tagal ko nang walang Lola, they've all passed. So, mga grandparents ko. So, parang, oh, parang I have an honorary Lola. Wait, she's so cute.
Can I just share ko ano yung message niya sa akin kahapon?
Go.
Sobrang rupo ko talaga when it comes to BTS. Sabi niya kasi, pwede ko daw ihalo sa coffee. Alam daw niya na mahilig ako doon. Tapos sabi niya, nakaka-relax yun habang nakikinig ng BTS. And I'm like, oh! She knows!
Lola knows everything. She knows everything.
I miss my Lola. It's her birthday during in Christmas Day. So, I know you see me from up there, Lola.
I'm actually excited to see my Lola. I'm gonna see her for the first time ever.
Oh my gosh!
Today, but she's gonna, it's socially distant, she's gonna have her own space, but I'm gonna see her from afar, and we're gonna have swab test care if he heals, so thank you very much again.
Grabe.
But yeah, we need to have that. Hello, we're meeting with the entire family.
And the top maligayang Pasko comes from Homelander Vera Perez and Camilo.
They both say,
Homelander Vera Perez says, maligayang Pasko, nung joy to the world pa tayo. Ngayon kasi silent night na.
Yeah.
Oh!
I remember that.
Yeah, in different ways. Alam mo yun, yung not necessarily because it's sad. It's just that it's everything is so downplayed. Everything is scaled back. Everything is... Ay, wala lang, di ba? And you feel it. I mean, obviously, we're all trying to make the most out of the situation. And that's good. But, yeah, it's unmistakable.
I saw this,
feels so different. Yeah.
I saw this one video on TikTok. I think he's from Baguio. Tapos, inedit niya yung video, like, all the fun stuff that they do during the holidays. Because, di ba, they have the festival. Panagbenga ba? Tama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Panagbenga, yes.
And then, after the whole, you know, shebang, the whole video, yung ending nun is, now we're here. And then the streets are empty, there are no lights in Session Road. Wala. So, alam mo yun, just kind of like making people realize that this is our situation. But still, Merry Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're making the most out of it. Yeah. And from Camilo, maligayang Pasko, feels like ages ago when we were allowed to feel unbridled joy. Now having fun makes you feel guilty amid all the loss and devastation. Parang di ba, nowadays parang you're so careful na, let's say you're happy about something in your life. You're so scared to post it. Kasi parang baka biglang sabihin sa'yo na ang insensitive mo naman.
Yeah.
Ang dami-daming nag-hirap tapos nagpo-post ka ng ganyan. Yung parang, now there's guilt attached with joy. Parang you're not supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be angry all the time. You're supposed to be this. So, ang hirap kasi like, iba-iba ng barometer of what's of what's proper, what's improper, what's acceptable, what's unacceptable. Iba-iba, di ba? Some people have a wider net. Iba, very stringent when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get.
It's toxic.
A little.
Online, there's like a level of toxicity there that's, you know, hard to come by. But yeah, I guess just watch what you post.
Dapat ano, so, gumawa tayo ng ano, parang measurement kapag manghihiram ka. Tapos ang tawag natin, barometer.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yung parang kung ano lang yung pwede mong hiramin, yung barometer.
Alam mo, Rika, mahirap na ang 2020, ha? Huwag na nating dagdagan.
Okay. Alam mo yung pumasok ka na nga kahit puyat ka, tapos ganito pa yung maano mo.
Ganyan pa yung...
ma-encounter mo.
Ang ganda.
Oh my God.
Ulo.
Alam mo, ako lang yung nagbubuhat ng sarili kong bangba. Ang ganda. Ang funny.
I love that you're your own hype, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hype woman.
Actually, Rika, ano, wala. Sinunog na namin yung bangko mo.
Para wala ka nang mabuhay.
Ginawa na namin ano, ano yun? What do you call that for bonfire?
Pangsiga.
No.
Ay, hindi.
Hindi, there's a term. There's a Tagalog word.
Pang bonfire.
Pang bonfire.
Pang bonfire.
Yeah, pang bonfire.
Anong tawag doon?
There's a, like firewood.
Baga. Baga.
Hindi. Baga is already...
Hindi, baga yung baga ano yun, yung parang may apoy na na ano eh. Yung parang...
Ano oh, kaya?
Hindi baga.
Firewood.
Term... Alam yan, Hazel.
Wait lang. Firewood.
Panggatong.
Panggatong. I think
Tagalog.
Some people use panggatong.
Kaya di ba pag may nag-aaway, tapos ginawa mong worse... Ginagatungan.
Yes.
Kasi parang you're putting wood into the flame.
There.
Parang lumaki yung
flame. Kenneth Kim Javier, thank you. Panggatong.
Yeah, panggatong. Thank you. So there you go. The top 10 maligayang Pasko. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Maligayang Pasko in all your tweets. And when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. It's time for the top 10. We are also live on facebook.com/RX931. Hello, team. Bye.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
We are here. And yes, we've got our top 10 for today. We've got the first one. We've got two. So, Maligayang Pasko. Let's look back at the happy Christmases of our past. Let's start off with Arch Aguilar. Maligayang Pasko, may gift akong natanggap. Wrap na sobrang obvious na mug. Kaya hindi ako excited. Pero pagbukas ko, may 10K sa loob ng mug.
That sounds good. I'll take it.
Give me
that mug.
Nakaganon. Tapos ano sa loob. Ooh, that would be good. You know what's horrible? If nilagyan nung whoever gave the gift, yung money, together with some paper, alam mo yung para hindi siya umaalog-alog.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos akala mo, paper lang tinapon mo.
Oh no, oh my God, that would be horrible.
Tapos you didn't know there was 10K hidden among the crumpled paper.
Would you tell the person who gave you that you lost your, that you lost it? Or would you pretend you got it? Because you don't want to offend them. Or you don't want to make them feel bad. Right?
Yeah.
I would too. I would lie.
Parang tinapon mo lang yung...
Tinapon mo sa yung 10K ko.
No matter how rich they are, 10K is still 10K. So, you know, that's horrible.
Di ba nga, no? Parang this photo is going around. This 500 peso bill, nakat yung dulo because they cut the envelope it was in. So, nasama yung clip of the 500 peso bill and I'm like, oh no, sayang!
Sayang yun. And coming from Tito Jules, maligayang Pasko, yung tambay sa harap ng simbahan pagkatapos ng simbang gabi. Kwentuhan lang hanggang lumabas ang araw. Walang pera kasi pambili ng bibingka at puto bumbong. So, hanggang kwentuhan lang. Oh, but that is so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So much fun. Just chatting with your friends.
Back when life was simpler. Ganon yung diba? Mga ginagawa natin.
Tapos the weather was so cool. The wind is chilly. You're all wearing jackets. Waiting for the sun to come up.
Medyo gininaw ka. Alam mo yun, medyo kung may HD ka dun sa friend mo.
Ay! I could never.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Kasi hindi mo naman friend na kahangout si Blank. Pero kung kahangout mo siya.
Yeah.
Oo. Diba? I totally
you're gonna,
funny.
You're gonna lean on them.
Ang funny-funny talaga.
Oo. Yung mga ano dyan, yung mga reklamo nyo dyan.
Sabi ko nga parang recording artist eh. Parang recording artist si Hazel. Yung parang...
Gusto ko yung ano... Hyphenate ka na ngayon. Aguilon Tulfo.
Aguilon Tulfo! Oh my Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. H&T hat. Hazel Aguilon Tulfo.
Oo nga.
H&T.
Uy, huwag nyo nga akong anuhin ha. Wala pa akong tulong. Nag-Christmas party kami ng friends.
Ayoko nga pala. That was last night.
My God. Literally, my eyes were like closed. As in, hindi pa tapos yung Zoom namin. As in, pumabagsak na talaga yung mata ko. Di ko na kinaya.
I can imagine. And coming from Rude Antonio, maligayang Pasko. After mamasko naming magpipinsan, pupunta kami ng sinehan para manood ng isang movie from MMFF.
Oh, yes!
Oh, remember those days when we could go to the cinemas?
Well, now you can still watch it on Upstream. It's
but still,
there.
You know, cinemas is a different experience kasi...
Alam mo ano, tradition ng parents ko, they will watch all of the movies. All of the movies.
All?
As in... As in, sometimes there would be movies na twice nila papanoorin because they really love it. But they make it a point to watch all of the movies.
Sana oil.
I know.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'll watch Fangirl twice, thrice, four times.
Bakit? I'll watch it twice kasi ako may ticket na. Ikaw ba nakuha mo na yung ticket mo?
Oh, ay, may ticket na ako.
Hindi pa. Wala pa.
Ako meron na. I bought mine already.
Mananood kami.
How much is it?
And,
$250.
No.
Ay, sorry.
Chico, you don't have to tell us na manonood kayo. Ang dapat mo sabihin sa amin, kung ilang beses mo
ilang beses. Uwi. True.
Pero di ba pag bumili ka, once mo lang siya mapapanood?
Yes.
O may repeat? I don't know
if you can watch. Basta you have 24 hours, right? To watch it.
But what if within 24 hours, pinanood mo ulit?
Pwede ka. We'll try. We can try. Maybe we can, right? Who knows?
You know, I feel sad for filmmakers nowadays because, you know, everything is only available online. So many people can pirate it.
Some hopefully not.
Don't
give them ideas.
So people can take photos and videos of it. I mean, hello, it's obvious. But I mean, it's not that I'm giving them ideas, but like, it's so hard nowadays to... make money as a filmmaker. Mm. So let's support local movies and, you know, actually buy the films. As many times as you want to watch it, buy it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Of course. And coming from Anat in the Mood, maligayang Pasko, ikaw ang pinakamaganda noon kapag nakatanggap ka ng regalo galing sa Blue Magic.
Oh, yes.
Ay, may nariregaluhan ako dati ng Blue Magic, diba? May nariregaluhan na ako.
Wait, what's
yung
Blue
giant
Magic?
Teddy bear.
The teddy bear.
It's like the go-to star. Para siyang Tickles, pero Tickles. I think local siya.
The predecessor. Like, ano ba na una? Tickles na ang nauna. Yeah. Tapos Blue Magic.
I remember Tickles. I remember Tickles.
It's like Blue Magic. Yeah.
Mas maraming Blue Magic branches like all over Metro Manila. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they still exist. Do they? Maybe they still do. Parang meron natin mega mall eh, no?
And like the big malls, they still have. I remember, as in, it was a family event when Blue Magic opened in Moa. As in, ginus pinuntahan talaga namin as a family. Oh yeah, because it was, I don't know, di ba? Parang dami mong memories with Blue Magic.
I don't know, usually when you see a guy walking in the mall with a giant teddy bear, you know they got it from Blue Magic. Mm-hmm.
Na-experience ko nang makatanggap ng gifts from Blue Magic, pero namigay din ako ng gifts from Blue Magic.
Oh! Tsaka diba yung ano, nauso din yung mga, like those life-size, like, white tigers na stuffed toy. And, like,
you never got a white tiger?
No, mga lion.
Nakakatawa. I Googled Blue Magic and this is the first thing that came out. Wait.
What is it?
What's that?
It's a teddy, like a stuffed toy.
Is that an adult plushie?
It.
Oh, it's like the one I gave you guys.
The one you gave us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I see that. And from Star Marjorie, maligayang Pasko. Basta yung ano na lang, hanggang December 2019 lang. Like she doesn't want to relive anything beyond 2019 December. Yeah. Well, it's been a difficult year. Yeah, for sure.
Whatever you need to do to cope, right?
Yes. Agree. And coming from Brent T, maligayang Pasko, yung second blow sa Christmas party. Tapos, kunyari, makukulog yung card pag mahahalikan mo si crush. Of course, ngayon, bawal na. Di lang dahil sa COVID, pero dahil taken na siya.
Oh. Hopefully, it's the same crush. Is it the same crush? Or no?
No, I mean, talking about that crush. Yung i-accidentally madadrop na lang yung card na
no, I mean taken na siya with that crush as in
no, taken na yung crush.
May someone else
na yung crush niya.
It's okay.
I've never played that game ever.
Suck and blow?
Yeah, it's fun.
I've never played.
Are you sure?
Never,
yung card
don't
diba,
you guys ano play that like sa jocks diba? Before?
That's not what I heard, Chico.
No! I never did play that game. Gusto ko nga siyang laruin eh, pero I never got to play.
Parang, ano, sige na nga.
Hindi ko hindi ko nagalingan pag linaro ko.
Pag nagsakit. We played Suck and Blow. I remember playing Suck and Blow with some jocks.
Not me. I would remember, trust me. I would remember.
Meron na ba kayong ano, like jock na previous na parang naka-dare nyo? Or like somebody dared you
to make out with?
Well, I watched them dare.
You've never joined in? You've never like dare kiss a jock before?
No.
Right before?
Oh, but no. Ano ba? Do you just want us to dare you to kiss each other?
Hindi, kasi parang ang gandang idea nun eh.
This conversation is going.
Okay, we dare you to kiss each other.
Parang, ano, parang alam mo yung ang dami niyang hints na ano, pinadrop.
I'm just curious because, di ba, medyo matagal na rin. So, I don't know if like you had those moments before.
Okay.
Hindi, promise talaga. I'm curious. Oy, wag ka pilingera, Maestro. I'm curious.
Pero nag-beautiful eye si Rika. Sabi niya, no, I'm just curious.
I'm really curious. Hindi, dapat off-air conversation to.
Ay.
Sige na nga.
Pili ko may re-review.
And also, the top maligayang Pasko comes from Archer Aguilar and Renz Rufil.
They both say,
Archer Aguilar says, yung umiyak ako kasi akala ko wala akong gift kay Santa Claus. Kasi wala naman kaming chimney. Pero Christmas morning, may gift pala ako. Siguro dumaan siya sa Alulod. Kasi walang chimney.
Sa Alulod?
Sa Alulod.
Iba yung mga tubig sa baha yung galing doon.
What yeah, Alulod?
Alam mo yung...
Parang yung the big pipe. Yeah.
Ah, the big
right?
You know, like,
parang siya pang-catch ng water. Yeah.
Ng water. As it comes down in a little yero thing, spout na doon tumatapon
para streamline yung tubig and it doesn't just like go everywhere.
It splashed everywhere.
Yeah. You know
it's
what? Hello, Chico? You know, I'm wondering, ano, like, whenever I see modern houses, I don't see an alulod. So, I don't know.
Oh, diba? Maybe they found a way to make it look less chaka. No, kasi it's so chaka when you see the alulod, diba?
Yeah. Ang galing.
Well, for me nga, parang, one of the words that for me, it's so graphic. Alulud. Yung parang...
Alulud.
Parang it's so... Alulud. Alulud.
So true.
Parang it's so... I swear, I know what that term is.
Gutter.
In English, alulud.
Gutter.
Gutter ba? Yun nga, gutter nga eh. Pero isn't gutter also like in the road? Yung...
Oo nga eh. Parang gutter.
Oo nga eh. Oo eh.
May iba pa nga.
Meron yun eh. Pero yeah, I've heard. And from Renz Rufel naman, ligayang Pasko, yung palakasan kayo ng kapitbahay ng Christmas songs. Babanatan nila kayo ng Christmas in our hearts. Tapos bibirahin nyo sila ng All I Want for Christmas is You. So, para siyang battle royale yeah. ng mga Christmas songs.
Why not?
At saka I remember yung super ubiquitous na Christmas songs before. Yung mga, I don't know kung nabutan nyo na, yung mga Ray Conniff. Yung mga paulit-ulit na songs. It's like an old parang band ba sila or something na basta every time Christmas season when you go to the mall, they're playing the entire album paulit-ulit, the Ray Conniff singers. Mm-hmm. But, or something like that. But the Ray Conniff. Sobra siyang dated. And so there you go, the top 10. Maligayang past. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us twitter.com/rx931. We've got one more batch, but Team Boots will be playing a couple of songs. We, on the other hand, will be staying on Facebook Live.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10. TMR Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for the top 10. Hello, team ba? Grabe naman yung iba. Parang, ano? Ayaw mo na makisama, Rica? Parang tita.
Parang tita.
O ano? Ayaw mo na makisama? Yung mga pinsan mo nandito, ayaw mo kausapin, no?
Ang dami mong na-miss kaya.
Oh my God.
Wala akong na-miss.
Ano yun? Ano yun, Hazel?
May pagkabablagan si Hazel.
Naawa na ako sa suksak-suk mo. May bago na. May 2020 version na yung
ano na, ano na?
Nag-transform sa into a turkey.
Yeah.
Mid-sentence.
She niya, turned into sabi, a big bird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have to read this comment, no? I have to highlight it. Oh, ba't di kumala?
Narinig ko yun. Oh my God.
Naka-login or naka-login. Naging
sabo siya.
Hindi pa ako naka-login. Oh, bakit hindi ko mahalat? Di ba ako naka-login?
Ano
dapat yung gumawa tayo ng challenge, the pabo challenge. Dapat in the midst of your content, magiging turkey ka. So, tipo, Monster RX na lang.
So, okay. To everyone listening on the radio, you have to join Facebook Live para malaman nyo naman yung mga ganito. Para malaman nyo na hindi ako nag-on ng video pag Facebook Live.
Oo, diba?
Grabe.
So, here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, the final batch. Let's start off with Star Marjorie. Maligayang Pasko. Yung block namin, this is so cute. Sa block namin sa subdivision on, sinara nung mga parents yung mismong road. Tapos, sabay-sabay magsa-celebrate ng Christmas sa kalsada. May mga lamesa, food, music, games, at umuulan ng gifts para sa aming mga bata. I think that's super sweet. Alam mo, parang block party. Yung everybody will like bring out their food,
yeah.
Will stay outside. And the street will have no cars, naka-close siya. Tapos, yun, like a block, exactly like a block party. That sounds so much fun. You know, I've never experienced it.
I've always wanted to experience a fiesta where you can just, because I've only heard it, you know, some stories from people. Now, you can just go in a random house and you can eat there. And everybody's welcome. Pag fiesta, yeah. Like in some town.
I've never
some
experienced
town.
It too. Uh-oh. I want to experience it too. Like an adult, complete strangers. You'll enter a complete stranger's house and they'll feed you.
Ah, talaga?
But of course, yeah. Like you can enter kahit hindi mo sila kilala and they will assume na hindi kayo magkakilala and it's okay. Kasi parang, oh, wow. Especially in those small parang communities na medyo
that sounds a little scary to do these days.
These days. This was OG fiesta. And, from Star Mar... Ay, yeah, that was Star Marjorie. From Jungkook's Girl, paramihan ng matatanggap na gift from your barkada noong high school. Tapos, visually, makikita mo yung queue. The more paper bag you're holding, the more popular you are.
Nice. Tapos, diba, mayroong isang friend. Ano, may isang stray bouquet of flowers from your, ano, secret admirer.
From your manliligaw.
Oh, yeah.
May I ask, what are your favorite flowers?
Do I have? Yung sa akin. Ano? Ano ba? Wala.
Wala na rin place.
Flowers. Wait lang. I don't think I have.
You don't have a favorite flower? Lilies?
Ooh.
Orchids?
Ako ano, maybe pink roses.
Ah.
I'm really tulips on an organ.
But I also like tulips eh. Pink tulips, actually.
Tulips. And ikaw? Yeah.
I really don't have one. And I'm not a fan of, you know, giving flowers also.
Hydrangea!
Ano, yung dahon ng eucalypt, ewan ko. I like kasi dried stuff. I don't like the fresh ones.
Ah.
So I like dried leaves.
Ay, gusto mo ng tuyot na flower.
The only kind I have.
Si ganyan. Uh-uh.
Si Jade.
Ayaw pa na!
Hello, Jade.
And from... I'm not in the mood. Bata pa kami ng mga pinsan ko. Tapos we would always receive the same gift but iba-iba ng color. So kunyari, they'll give you shirts. Yeah. Not true. Same shirt.
Para fair.
Yeah.
Para walang mag-away.
You don't feel like, ay, mas maganda yung nakuha ni ganito. Diba? At least ito. Different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And also, coming from the Super Malas guy, when we had our oven, we had to use it for Christmas to bake cookies for the first time. Fail yung cookies, pero super saya yung paggawa. Yeah, that's half of the joy. Diba yung the experimenting, minsan tawanan kayo ng tawanan kasi fail yung kabas. Yeah, I think that's something that you will always remember.
I will never forget our fail French toast, my sister and I. It was our first time making French toast. We thought the egg and milk mixture, you're gonna cook it. So, sinandwich namin yung milky egg in between two slices of bread. And we're like, I don't think this is French toast.
I don't think that's how it works.
That was our first time. So, next time around, yun, alam na namin that you're supposed to soak
you're
the bread.
You're supposed to soak it and then put it on the... Ano.
Ay, syempre ngayon, alam na namin. We were little kids back then. But, you know, we tried.
What's your favorite?
I remember the first time that I ever tried... cooking French toast was after watching Kramer versus Kramer. Kasi it figured a lot. Parang, di ba, si Meryl Streep was the mom who left the dad with a kid. Tapos, the kid was asking for French toast and then Dustin Hoffman, the character, the dad, didn't know how. So, parang, it was part one of the memorable parts of the film that he was trying to cook French toast. Mm. So, after that, we tried. It's ang pangit-pangit lumabas. Kasi nga parang, we were just basing it on the movie.
On the movie.
How it looked like, yeah. So nakakatawa eh. Sometimes you'd watch something, you'd like to replicate it. Mm-hmm. Parang peanut butter and jelly, I'd always like, see it on Sesame Street. So finally, nung nagkaroon ng GIF, J-I-F na, yung peanut butter and jelly, we bought it and we were so excited. slathered it onto the bread. Tapos pagkain namin, parang,
eh. It's not supposed to be like that. Yeah, I get it. But you know, there's this one YouTube channel where it's dedicated for cooking stuff that you see on movies and even in cartoons. They would try to replicate what they see on cartoons and movies. Is it binging with Babish? I think it's binging with Babish. Yeah.
But there were a couple na yung mga parang iconic like SpongeBob ganyan, 'di ba? Like they tried to recreate yung patty, the patty ni
Krusty Krab. But it's a secret.
It's a secret recipe. No.
They tried to make it in real life.
Yeah.
So. I want to try that. I heard there's a restaurant.
What?
Like Krusty Krab.
Krusty Krab.
Krabby Patties?
That they serve Krabby Patties.
Krabby Patties.
Yeah, Krabby Patties pala.
Oh my gosh. Kapag employee ka dun, talagang pwede mong ilagay sa profile mo. Works at Krusty Krab.
Wait, sorry. Let's just say hi.
Hello.
I'll say hi to Tetet lang. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Okay.
Grabe kayo, guys. Huwag niyo naman awayin si Tetet. Nakita ko yung comment. I'm like, it's okay.
Remember one of the most iconic na gusto natin matikman in real life? Yung ano yun? Buttery buns? Ano yun? Buttery buns?
What's that?
Buttery buns. Yung ni Harry Potter.
Chico, did you do that in New York?
Butter beer.
Butter beer.
Butter buns?
But we tasted it, remember, in Vietnam.
Do you like the taste of butter buns?
Freudian slip.
Pero diba, ang daming nag-attempt. Like, there are so many people who try to sell butter beer. Yeah. But it's not like...
They said here in Manila, ang closest that you can get to butter beer was in Rue Bourbon. Caramel beer.
No, and
you know what they have in Moonshine?
Oh, really?
They also have
caramel beer. It sounds similar.
The Tipsy Pig. That's the first time I tasted a caramel beer.
Cool.
It's so good. But my favorite butter beer talaga was in Vietnam.
Oh yeah.
When we went to that
especially
Harry Potter
yun alcoholic. Kasi the one that they serve in Wizarding World, it's not alcoholic.
Yeah, because the ones here is. They're like actually beer with caramel.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not butter beer. Butter beer is something else, I think, completely.
No, mali mo, it's the same thing, but tinawag lang na butter beer.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Kasi that's why it's so buttery,
di
ba? Kasi because of the caramel. Pero yeah, ako naman, the first time I've ever tasted it was in a high school fair. Our ex went there in the van.
I know that fair. Yes, remember? They have butter beer. Yeah. Miriam ba yun?
Miriam. Parang it was a Miriam fair. Tapos parang nagdala yung booth, remember, sa van. And it was like, here, have some butter beer. I was like, oh, for the first
That's
time.
That's so cool.
It was good. It was so good. Miriam fair nga.
Cool. Sabi nila kung iba daw, may butter beer. Yung TMR, may butter baby.
Butter baby.
Yun, alcoholic yun.
Ay, totoo.
Oh no, butter baby, you've been
Matasang
alcohol content, no, butter baby. And from 7070, never sang Christmas carols as a kid. Feeling happy when making pamudmud my millones to my friends when they sing at our mansion.
Wow, can you make pamudmud naman over here?
Yeah.
We want to experience the pamudmud
all you want.
Wait, tuwa ako dun sa comment ni Erica. Kasi di ba pinag-usapan natin yung food that you see in TV shows and cartoons and movies. Sabi niya, yung egg fried rice sa Cooking Master Boy, hindi naman umilaw nung niluto. Kasi di ba sa Cooking Master Boy, it's so animated.
Yeah, it's animated.
My favorite cooking show now that I see on YouTube is the one where they act like parang samurais or they act like fighters and they throw it up and they have like swords that...
What?
It's so funny, like they cut sausages with swords and then they it's like a parang street fighter na naging cooking show.
Cooking show.
Gosh. It's so funny. Check it out on YouTube.
Hey, I thought you were supposed to play yung Shady Cooker. Ano yun? Yung cooking game.
Overcooked.
Yeah.
I'm cheating. Tara na, let's play.
Let's play tomorrow.
You know what? I'll get us a bit. Kasi you guys, you're more ma-switch, diba? Yeah. Or bring your Switch and then let's just download it. You have two controllers each, so that will make four. We can play tomorrow if you download it like today.
Oh my
parang
God.
Parang kinabahan ako na parang bibili, ako din ba bibili ng Switch? Wala akong budget.
Bili na tayo. Let's go.
It's not that easy, you guys.
Online. Hindi, pero we can try tomorrow. Dali niyo yung Switch nyo.
Can we also...
dalawang controller. Para four tayo.
Can we also try Among Us?
I'm down. Yeah. Kaya lang kasi mas masaya Overcooked, TBH. I mean, I like Among Us, pero mas may ano kasi, parang mas
may taranta factor
sa Overcooked.
Saka may taranta factor.
Oo, may taranta factor. Yeah.
I saw my pamangkin's playing it then.
It's my favorite. I love it talaga.
Sigawan na sila. Feeling ko, Hazel, ikaw yung maninigaw sa amin.
Oh, yeah.
Eh, probably. Kami ni Marky.
Kami ni Hazel.
Oo. Yung parang, yung sibuyas! Nandun na yung sibuyas! And also, coming from Wildfire, yung mga Pasko na hindi lang Christmas tree ang pinapatayo mo at hindi lang Christmas balls ang pinaglalaroan mo.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. And the top, maligayang Pasko comes from Tito Jules and Star Marjorie.
They both say...
Tito Jules says, maligayang Pasko, yung mga Pasko na hahayaan mo nang kumanta sa video, okay? Yung mga sintonado. Tapos, pagpagod na sila, kakabugin sila ng kapatid kong singa. Yung parang, you go first.
Knock.
Go, magpakapatid.
Go ahead.
Knock yourselves out. And then when you're all, are you all done? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh my gosh, Chico, that's my thing. That's my MO.
That's your thing?
Oh my
gosh.
I'm like, guys, I'm sorry, I don't really like karaoke. I don't like blah, blah, blah. And then kakanta sila, di ba? Pause na sila at the end. I'm like, oh no, okay. Sige, I'll sing one song.
No!
Hala! Grabe to, oh.
My MO. But I don't like, I don't like karaoke. I don't know why. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I know why. Because I'm bad at singing. And it's, it's all for fun anyway. So, whatever.
Sige, I'll sing drunk. It's, we can do karaoke.
Bakit yun? Sad boy music. Galing.
Parang may... May passion kanina ng Christmas Eve. Naka-experience ka
can
na
you
ba?
Ano? Can you sing it for us again?
Sing it.
Ito kasi.
Drunk. Oh, sing
alam
it.
Mo, ano?
Sing it.
My ever
hindi
again.
Bakit may yodel?
I'm on it, Marky.
All my friends are drunk again. Yun.
Bakit inaayos mo na, Chico? Hindi mo yung mind na nila. Nahiya ko pa on air,
kala ko, noma eh. Drago stay din tay. Maya,
nagiging ganun.
Alam mo, may obsession ako ngayon. Kasi si Huasa from Mamamoo, may kanta siya na Maria, Maria. Tapos magko-Korean siya. In my head, lagi kong narinig after the Maria, Maria. So, Maria, Maria, wala nang barya. Yun lagi narinig ko. Wala ng barya. Hindi ko alam kung bakit.
No.
Hindi yun yun eh. Hindi yun lyrics, guys.
And from Star Marjorie naman, maligayang Pasko. Past is past. Hindi na SMP, samahan ng malalamig ang Pasko, kundi SPM. Single, pero masaya.
Yes!
Living for that.
Wow! That's a nice one. SPM instead of SMP.
Did you hear that, Tita?
What about us?
Marky, do you see your gift for me pala? Nasa background ko pala siya. No, my background right now.
Which one?
The vacuum
ah, oo nga. I haven't actually
right
seen it, TBH. Like, I didn't get to
here.
Open it, so I don't know how it looks.
Ayan, nandiyan
siya sa likod ko. Oh, nice. At least it's working. Great.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
Lahat
na. Oh, si Dale. I love it. May version siya nung SPM, yung single, pero masaya siya daw. single pero maganda.
Oh, even yeah. Better.
Uh-huh. Even better.
Maganda rin yan.
Grabe so, yung ano mga na, ano. Grabe yung mga fitness photos ni Dale ngayon. Shout out to you.
Wow, what's up, Dale?
Gusto kayong tayong dalawa, Isa. What's up, Dale?
Dale, visit na tayo sa ano, Le Bear.
Ano na? Oh.
Yes. What's our answer?
Maligayang Pasko. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm half Norwegian, right? So I used to celebrate Christmas a lot. Well, before TMR, before I used to live here in Norway. And my mom just sent me photos of when I was younger. And it was just so, you know, it was so nice seeing everything again. Wait, let me look for it. But yeah, I miss making snowmen. I miss sledding. I miss skiing. Oh, here, look.
Oh,
me and my brother.
Cute. Oh my gosh, I'm cute.
Akala ko si Dragon Ball yung isa kasi suot siya.
That's me!
Ay, ikaw ba yun?
Ako yan.
Akala ko naging super saiyan sa pagkakaroon.
Ito, si Young Daddy Strom.
Parang I prefer the, ano, current Daddy Strom. Yes!
Mm-mm.
Yeah, kasi syempre, di ba, dapat love the, ano, appreciate the now. Mm-mm.
Yes, so, of course, di ba, live in the now.
Ito, si Young Daddy Strom.
Wow!
Oh. Runa!
Runa can carry too.
Runa na, hindi na Daddy Strom. First name basis na.
Tapos siya dun eh.
Oh, syempre, kaya Runa. Oh, guys, nakakatawa sa comment section mga tao. Dale, baka naman. Tapos si Dale, PM niya ako. Guys, okay, to be okay, just to be clear, hindi po si Dale ang mag-uwak sa inyo. They are professionals, okay? They're professionals.
Pero ano, tanong din natin
siya naman. Iba po yung iniisip niyo.
Iba po ang iniisip niyo. Baka po hindi din sa establishmentong yun. Iba po.
Gusto ko yung binenta natin. Okay. Maligayang Pasko. I remember now. I have an entry. Ano, years ago, okay. When I was a kid, my parents gifted me a label maker. And at that time, I was like, oh, bakit label maker? Ngayon, parang gusto ko nasabihin na, please, please, that really expensive, nice-looking label maker. I want it. What do you call it?
George. M.
Bekeneman, George. De, what's that expensive? I mean, like, really
Dymo.
Nice.
Dymo.
Yeah.
Brother. Maganda rin yung sa brother.
Brother. Okay.
Yeah, maganda rin. Ako ano, for my maligayang Pasko, when my Lola was still alive, my maternal grandmother, kasi we used to spend every Christmas at my tito's house. Tapos my Lola would be there and all the apos and all the ano, kids. Tapos wala lang, parang super saya lang because we were such a complete family pa. And now, syempre, wala na yung lola ko and also my tito already passed away din. Also, yung may mga nawala na, syempre, di na complete yung family. So, tapos yung iba nasa ibang countries na. And it's just not the same. Nakaka-miss talaga yung the innocence and the family element of it all before.
Yeah. I miss those times.
Si Nika! Nag-comment, Dale, uwi ka na. Di na ako galit.
Hello! Dale, ha? Parang,
Dale, benta ka!
Benta ka labor this season, ha?
Alam mo, Dale,
parang ano, parang nila live selling natin si Dale. Ito na po, ha?
Tis the season to be hairless.
Oh, yes.
Oy! Pati ba ano pwedeng ipa
lahat actually
yeah. Lahat yeah. Siyempre, that's part of it if you're going to a boysillion included
included yon they're gonna like
If you get a Brazilian slash boyzillion, it's everything.
Tapos, ano, eh, di ba masakit pagka...
No, everything well, naman
actually,
eh.
Hindi naman siya masakit.
It's
hindi
more nakakagula.
Can we do a waxing? Wala ko.
Pag masakit, walang mag... Sino magkikiss after?
Wala! I don't think that's part of the service, Chico.
That's part of... And then yung mag... Oh, wow.
Ano? Si ate, yung nag-waxing. Pwede mo tanong eh.
Okay. Ah, okay. Sige, sige. And, ano? Uy, sino pag... Ay, ako pala, hindi pa.
Wow, oh, I know.
Maligaya. You know, ako na lang ba? Si Rica din?
Oh, yeah. Hindi, tapos na ako. The label maker, remember?
Fine.
Nung Christmas na, not so much because it was the best. To be fair, alam mo yung it's always consistently good basta Christmas. Parang because we're such a big family, so we're very close. Siguro the pinaka-different na lang na Christmas. The one time that we didn't spend Christmas here in the Philippines, I think, in my life, was we were in the US because we were on a tour. Tapos we've never spent Christmas out of the country. But we were in with the Filipino community in Florida. Tapos ano, yung parang, it wasn't actually that much fun. That's when we realized that US Christmas is nowhere near as festive as Philippine Christmas. As in, literally, nag-dinner lang. Tapos parang naawa yung family na nag-host. Kasi nga, hello, we were not in our own country, right? So I didn't have presents. Binigyan nila ako ng present. Tapos pagbukas ko, nakalagay, Merry Christmas, robot. So ako ng robot? Hindi naman robot ang pangalan ko. Tapos pagbukas ko, robot yung gift. How weird. Like, they referred to me by the gift. So they called me robot. Yeah, like, Merry Christmas, robot. Hope you enjoyed it. So, bukas ko robot yung gift kasi hindi nalala alam yung pangalan ko.
How old are
you? Labo lang. I don't know, maybe grade school? It's just a surreal Christmas. Kasi nga, it was the first and the only time that we spent outside of the country. Because we love Philippine Christmases after that. So, there. So, anything else before we say, oh my gosh, Merry Christmas Eve?
I know!
Ako tuloy sinastalk ko na si Dale sa Facebook niya. Kilala ko naman si Dale.
Oo nga.
Sinek
out ko kasi pat ang dami nilang comments. Gusto kong makita
ko. Tignan mo. Tignan mo yung Instagram stories niya.
Mamaya mo ma-deluge siya ng mga stalker. Yung mga tumaan sa kanya.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Ayun talaga. Para alam mo yung si Dale, parang yung karne na nalaglag sa Amazon River. Tapos yung mga pirana. Sinusakto siya ng mga pirana.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you guys can thirst over Dale after the show. But thanks, guys, for joining us and on Facebook Live as well. Thanks for commenting. And tomorrow, we will be playing you Christmas songs.
Yes! Have a Merry Christmas Eve, everyone.
Wala pang New Year. But tomorrow, are we going to go live tomorrow? Maybe a little earlier, probably. You know, just a treat for you guys. Just a short one.
We'll go live, I don't know, like...
Randomly.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. Merry Christmas to everyone. Mm-hmm. Have a great one with your family and friends. But please stay safe.
Yes,
it's still a crazy time, you know... So have a safe Christmas.
Have a safe Christmas. And to everyone watching from another country, we are thinking of you. And I'm sure your families miss you. So up next, we've got Rico and Carla for All Out. That's it for The Morning Rush. Bye, everybody. Bye. Bye.
The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. The landmark morning radio program on Philippine FM Radio. Winner of multiple KBP Golden Dove Awards for Best Radio Comedy Program. Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Only on Manila's hottest monster, RX 93.1.